Here's a thought about the importance of failures. It's not as though we set out to make failures. You know, you don't set your camera up and say, well, I think I'll make a crappy photograph here so I have a learning opportunity. That's not it at all. Of course, every time you set up your camera, you probably think you've got a winner. And so you click the shutter. If you didn't think you had a winner, you probably wouldn't click the shutter. But something happens, doesn't it, between clicking the shutter on a winner and taking a look at the image in Lightroom and trying to process it in whatever Photoshop, you find that what you thought was going to be a winner is in fact a failure. I would suspect that probably happens 98, 99% of the time. The question is, what do you do with those failures? I think they're the most important part of your photographic career. As a matter of fact, I'd go so far as to say that your successes don't really contribute that much to your artistic growth, other than perhaps verification, or maybe it's a motivating factor if someone likes your image or buys your image. So, you know, it's not as though the winners don't have their own reasons to exist and the importance in our life, but the failures are the ones where we have the opportunity to learn. But that means we have to respect that they can do that and treat them accordingly. And first, that means don't delete them. Second, that means spend some time with them, looking at them and trying to determine why they're failures. Sometimes it's easy because it's a technical failure. It's a missed focus or depth of field issue or exposure issue, etc. Those are pretty easy. The ones I'm more concerned about, the ones I tend to want to spend more time with, are the ones that I thought were going to be aesthetically interesting, content interesting, meaningful, and they fail on that level, not on the technical level. So the question is, why do they fail? Is it a matter of how we did something with the camera? That is to say, the wrong angle, the wrong composition, the wrong lens, the wrong depth of field? Or do they fail because of something deeper, something that we've failed in? Failing to recognize, for example, that the emotion we intended to express isn't the emotion that actually got expressed. Maybe we thought it was going to tap into some collective memory or understanding or consciousness, and it just doesn't, because that collective understanding doesn't exist. It's an understanding in you, but not in society at large. So they can fail to connect because whatever you thought you were doing in the photograph didn't actually come off. I think it's an incredibly important part of our artistic process that we learn from those failures. So spend time with them. Don't focus your energy entirely, as is so seductive, on just the winners. They probably don't teach you much. But if artistic growth is the measure of a photographer's progress and a photographer's career, then it's the importance of the failures that is the first step toward that growth, to recognize the incredible potential that lies in all those images that didn't work.